Hi, welcome to What Did You Have for Breakfast? I'm Nick Douglas. I'm here with Tim Mucci, my friend, co-creator on Roommate from Hell. We're recording this late at night after the Podtails Fest. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
What did you have for breakfast?
I had a coffee and a fig and brie sandwich from Cafe Nero.
At Cafe Nero, right?
Right down the block from the Airbnb we're staying in.
Although we thought it was Cafe Nerd.
Yeah, I wished it was Cafe Nerd.
Yeah, it is now.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it's a chain, though. I still haven't looked it up.
It looks like it might be a chain, but it's lovely nonetheless.
That's a problem when you're visiting another city, I feel like, is London. I had this issue.
Uh-huh.
Rachel and I would find a restaurant and be like, oh, this is really nice.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously a chain can be nice, but just, like, you know, you're in another city. What you want is, like,
yeah.
The places there are one of. And then you eat in it, yeah, and then realize, like, oh, no, there are 20 more. And it's a local chain, which is also still fine. Yeah. I don't know. How was it?
It was good. Yeah, it was filling. It was tasty. And I enjoyed it.
All right. How was the coffee?
The coffee was good. I had an Americano, and it was a little weaker than I had anticipated it being. I put a little half and half in it, but not enough to really dilute it. But yeah, it was a little weak tasting, but I like a strong brew. And then I got a drip coffee in my thermos, and I just sipped it throughout the day, and it was pretty good. So I think they make good coffee.
Gave it to them.
Yeah.
Said, I think this is about a medium.
Yeah, yeah. And she just kind of looked at me like I was a bananas person, and then just filled it up. Yeah. She basically said, I don't need to know how much you think goes in this thermos. I do this all day.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I took out of it.
Yeah, I could see that. They had that thing on the menu.
Yeah, BYOC, which I assume is bring your own cow. But you only get a...
There was a picture of a cow next to it, which you say, on the chalkboard.
Right. And it was only 10 cents off your order. So if you have a whole cow, like, don't even go to Cafe Nero.
All right. But, like, bits aren't back. But really, like... Yeah, bring your own creamer is a very... I've never seen
creamer.
Anything.
Creamer.
Well,
okay.
I mean, but I guess even if they mean cow... If they said if cow is what it stands for...
But I think creamer
The point
fits.
Being, bring your own milk, right?
Right.
I just have never heard that as a concept. I don't understand why. It's not a... Wait.
Did you just figure it out?
Is it... Well, is it bring your own cup? Should did you get a 10 cents off?
I don't
and
know.
And the cow
you
is
paid.
Just a red herring.
Maybe.
And the cow actually could have been, because right above it was, like, it's 50 cents more for the, like, the non-dairy options.
Yeah.
The, like, well, not, right, but not non-dairy creamer, which is, like, the powder that's, like, cheap crap that's probably cheaper than milk. Right, it's for, like, the almond milk, the oat milk, the
et cetera. Is creamer not the catch-all for the stuff you put in your coffee?
No, creamer is, like, it's my mom... really likes cream more than she likes milk in her coffee, to the point that she would prefer powdered cream to, like, a whole, definitely to 2% milk.
Yeah.
She wants the, like, I don't know, the thickening agent. I don't know what, I don't know what it is. It's
why specifically 2% milk?
I don't know. It was just an example of it. Well, when I was growing up, we drank 2% milk generally in the house is what we had.
Yeah.
Now I prefer whole. I don't deny myself the pleasures of the flesh, but in her coffee, she didn't want that milk. She wanted cream.
Right.
But we didn't go through a lot of it, so it was non-dairy powdered creamer.
Right.
Which I don't really think is, you know.
It's a real depression mindset. Having powder.
Depression thing. Mindset?
Having powder.
How old do you think my mom is?
Well, these things are generational. They're passed down.
Yeah, that was a different generation.
Yeah, right. So maybe she learned it from her.
Yeah, from her mom.
Right.
I don't know what my grandma likes in her coffee. Do you know what your parents like in their coffee?
Yes. Well, I don't think my dad drinks coffee. My mom does, and she likes, like, almond creamer.
Okay.
Those, like, big, I don't even know what they're called. Afternoon delights.
That would be one of the ones that cost 50 cents extra.
Yeah. Right.
And now I think that that's all the cow was referring to, and that if it's bring your own cup, then you get 10 cents off.
10 cents,
though. That makes a lot more sense.
It does. About 10 of them.
Fuck you. All right. Thank you for listening. We'll be back hopefully before another 2 years. And hopefully not with Tim.